chapter 9, verses 35, and then 10 through 8. Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also called Peter. Then Andrew, Peter's brother. James, the son of Zebedee. John, James's brother. Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions: "Don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received." The word of God for the people of God.
That's better than Mount Union. One of the women looked at me and goes, "Vicki, after the second, what are we supposed to call you?" I said, "Whatever you want to." Shall we pray? Dear God, I come to you this morning and I ask you, dear Lord, to help me say the words that you gave me the way that you want me to say them, not the way I want to say them. And I ask that this falls into receptive ears. I praise your name. Amen. It seems to me like with the scriptures that I'm reading on the computer for Sundays, we're going a little backwards. 2 weeks ago, we had Pentecost Sunday. And last week, we talked about the Great Commission, making disciples and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This week, our scripture is on the schooling of the disciples. The first part of the scripture tells about how Jesus sends out his laborers, or the ones who follow him, or shall I say the words and instructions to us. The job would and is not easy, but nothing worthwhile ever is. Jesus saw the crowds and felt compassion for them. They were harassed and helpless, as one version of the Bible says, another one confused. They had no one to lead them. Like sheep, they had no shepherd. A shepherd would lead his flock, nourish his flock, and keep them safe. And if one went astray, he would go and find that sheep and bring it back to safety. Does that sound familiar at all to anybody? Jesus, in a lot of pictures, shows a shepherd, and he is called the Great Shepherd for a good reason. Jesus keeps his flock safe and headed in the right direction. Jesus knew that there were and would be a great many people out in this world that needed to hear about him and hear his word and hear about his Father. So we must pray to the Father for his help in our task. As we pray for help, we must be willing to work ourselves and work even harder to fulfill our own prayers. I'm thinking about the joke I heard one time. The woman kept praying to God, "Please let me win the lottery. Let me win the lottery." God finally answered, "Help me out. Buy the ticket." You know, we got to do our share. The disciples were also told to go and to the lost sheep of Israel. I gave that some thought this week. Why just go to Israel? Why not go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans? As reading, of course, Gentiles, everybody that was not Jews, and the Samaritan and Jews were bitter enemies. And when Jesus told them that, one commentary told me that he was going by the laws they had at the time, that they could not intermingle. It was only after Jesus was crucified, nailed to the cross, and died, that the changes were made. The word of Jesus was open to everybody, and the disciples could reach out to all people no matter the nationality of them. And he told them to announce that the kingdom of heaven is near. What better news could they spread than that the kingdom of heaven is near? The disciples were also told not to be expected to be welcomed everywhere that they went. Not much has changed in that point. God's word is still not welcome in some places. He tells his disciples to travel lightly and shake the dust off their feet and start over again. I've invited people to church, and they've refused. But I haven't given up on them. I'll be back at them again. But I'm sure many of you are the same way. God has given us so much to do, and we as his disciples, we just didn't wake up one day and say, this is what I'm going to do. We took time to learn, grow, and decipher what God's telling us. But most importantly, we listened. A lot of us have grown up in the church, but still some of us haven't. And we have had someone who's been willing to help us on our journey, taking time to answer questions, listen to us, and give us guidance when we needed it. None of us have ever traveled this path alone. We have the advantage of being able to read the Bible and read all that Jesus taught his disciples. We can learn from the mistakes also made by the disciples. Peter himself, called the rock, denied Jesus 3 times. Thomas, called Doubting Thomas, doubted what his friends had told him, that Jesus had risen from the grave. One major advantage that we have and that we know is that Jesus is indeed the Son of God, and that we are waiting for his return, not for him coming the first time, not for the long-awaited Messiah that they were. We also know that he suffered and died for us. The fear and sorrow that his followers knew at that time, we do not know. Because we know that Jesus had the ultimate victory. That was the victory over death. When Jesus gave the instructions in this morning's scripture, he told them to give freely as you have received. When Jesus died on the cross, it was a free gift to each and every one of us. He did not charge us, for there's no way we could ever repay him for the great thing he has done for us. He paid the full price for us. Our Heavenly Father gave us the greatest gift that could ever be given, his only Son. Today, as Father's Day is celebrated, it may be hard for some people to know and think of a loving father. Some people have fathers that were distant, cold, but not God, in fact. He is our Father, and he loves us. He is a loving Father. But the one thought I want to leave everybody with today, when Jesus chose his disciples, and when he named them today, did you notice something? There was a couple fishermen in there, a tax collector, and a doctor in there. There were no scribes, no priests, no really learned men. I don't think that's proper English, but the men that studied at that time. It was just common, ordinary men. Ordinary people just like us that Jesus picked to do his work. God chooses and equips us to do the job that he has for us. When you start to have doubt about what you're doing, remember that you have been chosen by God. You have an inner strength and an inner power. Our strength is perfect when we lean on God. There's no doubt to that. Because God has never made a mistake. So I want no one here to ever think they are a mistake. God created you just as you are. And God loves you. And we are truly children of the one true God. Amen.